Geek Radio Daily for Tuesday, April 28th, 2009. All the geek and maybe a check of your endocrine.
Possibly. I'm not sure. I don't even know what that is.
I know. That's why we have to check it. Because otherwise, it could just get away from you.
I see what you're doing there. Yeah. All right. Rock on.
That's right. Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday. Means we're looking at ourselves some DVDs today. Of course,
our
geekified news, all that good stuff. But who would be looking at it? Why, of course, the people with all the equipment. I am Billy Flynn.
10011. You may not have understood me, but I was speaking technology.
It's just the kind of thing I do. And sitting across from me, not in the appropriate uniform, is the vicar.
No, you don't have to be naked for this.
But I don't have to not be naked for it either.
That's my reasoning. Abs-a-damn-lutely. Yeah, yeah.
On this date, 1937, the first animated cartoon electric sign was in New York City.
Oh, okay.
I believe it did say Eat It Joe's.
Probably, yeah, yeah.
This date, 1958, Nobel Prize-winning scientist Dr. Linus Pauling said that radioactive carbon-14 already in the air from detonated atomic bombs would cause 5 million genetically defective births and millions of cancer and leukemia cases in the next 300 generations. That's, wow.
It's a lot of generations,
that's
man.
Quite yeah, a few. Yeah. This date, 1987, for the first time in music history, CD version of an album was released before the vinyl LP. That, of course, was The Art of Excellence by Tony Bennett.
Oh, good wow. Job. Now, I was going to ask you if you knew that. Look at the trivia today.
And this date, 2001, millionaire Dennis Tito became the world's first space tourist, if you don't count Timothy Leary.
Tito. Stop teasing.
I just have birthdays. Lionel Barrymore. Right. This day in 1878, the progenitor of the Barrymore acting
the swashbuckling
line.
Lionel Barrymore.
Yes, absolutely. Oscar Schindler was born on this day in 1908. Sir, just so you could make out during his movie, much like Jerry Seinfeld. Author Harper Lee, born in 1926. You got Terry Pratchett, born in 1948. The late, great Bruno Kirby was born in 1949. Jay Leno has a birthday today. He was born in 1950. And the delectable little Jessica Alba was born on this day in 1981.
Like her, 28. Jorge Garcia is 36 years old. He's Hugo on my favorite show, Lost.
Ah.
And Mary McDonnell is 57 years old. Sir, how did you miss Mary McDonnell from our favorite film, Sneakers, from Battlestar Galactica?
Mm-hmm.
A show you should see
Dances
sometime.
Dances with Wolves.
Oh,
well.
Sure, but who ever saw that?
I
People
met her
saw
at,
that Battlestar Gen Galactica.
Con at some point, I think,
really?
A couple of years ago. Yeah, yeah.
You still got the restraining order?
Well, I'd keep them. You know, I've got a collection of those suckers.
Take a look at some television.
Yeah, baby!
Tonight on CBS, it's an all-new NCIS, The Mentalist.
Ooh,
and without a trace.
ABC's got a special treat for you, Billy Flynn.
Yeah.
Back to back, brand new, according to Jim.
Yeah.
Because you know this show gives a lot of love and respect to that show. So,
yes.
Fox has got a new episode of Fringe. There you go. The Vicaress will be happy about that. Also, you've got American Idol live.
Ooh, can't stop that. On NBC, on The Biggest Loser, the Final Four head home for 30 days. Yeah, that's a good idea. Hey,
yeah.
Why don't y'all go home to your moon pies?
Yeah, here, have
then
some
come
bacon.
Come on back and see how it
Grandma
goes.
Grandma, deep fry something for you.
That's just
on the
wrong.
CW, you got a brand new episode of Reefer, brand new 90210. AMC American Movie Classics is going with the Catwoman.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd rather watch Blown Away. I think they're showing that, too.
Blown Away is a good movie, man.
Tonight on Animal Planet, I don't think I ever want to be a stranger among bears.
It'll
be
on this evening. Yeah. Just wear a t-shirt that says Nunch. Biography Channel, Jack Black and the equally delectable, just as delectable as Jack Black. I was actually referring back to the Jessica Alba comment, but take it
sure,
however you want.
Sure.
Sarah Silverman has a biography on tonight.
Oh, that delectable Jack Black.
Roll me up some of that.
Tonight on BET, it's Menace to Society, which is always good. Discovery Channel, Out of the Wild, the Alaska Experiment. Tonight's episode, Porcupine Stew.
Wow.
Didn't know there were porcupines in Alaska.
You know, they've also got there on the Discovery Channel.
What's that,
apparently,
sir?
This is, I don't want to watch this because I'm afraid to watch Deadliest Catch, Stay Focused or Die.
Ah, I can't focus that
I know, yet. That's what I mean. That's scary as shit. You don't want to do that.
Entertainment Television, Cheating Death, 15 Incredible Survival Stories.
Okay. How about The Young Frankenstein? It's on late, but it's on FMC. Check that out tonight, along with over on FX. You could try X-Men Last Stand and see if it's any better than the last time you
it's
watched
not.
It.
It's not. You can just watch Rescue Me and find out where Jimmy whereabouts were on September 11th.
Oh, where was he?
Tonight on the Sci-Fi Channel, on the WCG Ultimate Gamer, the final two compete.
Ooh.
Two men enter, one leaves with
Ew,
a controller.
Sounds dirty. National Geographic Channel, Prehistoric Predators. Episode is entitled Terror Bird.
Ah, okay. Turner Classic Movies, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? You watch Carnegie Hall tonight on Turner Classic Movies.
Nice.
That's exactly how you do it.
My wife has actually performed at Carnegie Hall. Do you
really?
Know that?
Yeah, she has.
I know that. WE Channel, new episode of Women Behind Bars.
Nice.
Yeah.
TV Land with the 2009 TV Land Movie Awards, or TV Land Awards. But if I'm watching anything, sir, it's going to be on the Sci-Fi Channel, because during a weekend trip to Mexico, three friends look for fun but find death instead when they run afoul of cultists who practice human sacrifice. Tonight, Brian Presley, Martha Higredia, and Ryder Strong star in Borderland.
Nice.
It's a boy meets world joke, but
that's
God,
be,
he really should have went into
that's
porn.
Be quality.
I swear.
Quality.
You've got mail.
Oh, yeah, checking the mailbag. Yeah. Hey, gentlemen, after hearing the Parsec nominations are open, I was sad to see that GRD wasn't nominated yet. What's up with that?
I know.
Well, I'm here for you guys. The Sackhoff incident proved that. Yes, yes, it did. So consider yourselves nominated.
Oh, wonderful. Thank
so
you.
So until the vicar comes to next year's Starfest and enters the costume contest as Yarna Dahl, Gargan, wow, make mine GRD. That's from Dave over there at Screen Geeks. And Dave, again, thank you for the Katie Sackhoff incident.
Yeah, no
thank
lie.
You,
thank
sir.
You, Dave. We appreciate that because we joke every time we don't get a parsec.
Yeah.
We laugh about how we don't need no stinking parsec.
And then we cry.
We're actually crying.
In the
yes,
core. We turn
we
the
are.
Lights off and just sit in the dark and listen to Titanic soundtrack
we
and
admit
cry.
It. We admit it. It would be nice. I want to wear the tux again this year. I want to go. I really
cool.
do. So, you know,
so
we'll
apparently,
see.
Yeah,
thank
you can go over to Parsec Awards at ParsecAwards.com and just nominate stuff.
That's
now.
True.
That's,
I know.
That's cool.
I know. I need to do that, actually.
You should.
I think I want to nominate something.
It's good karma if you nominate others, not yourself repeatedly.
I'm sorry about that. I won't do that again.
Gentle Geeps, with the RavenCon Weekly episode freshly in mind, I would like to humbly propose a new annual holiday.
Oh.
International Friction Appreciation Day.
Oh, yeah.
Dryly impersonal handshakes, Uncle Thorson.
Or as I call it, Tuesday.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Mm. Is it just me, or does anyone else think the whole no Shatner in the new Trek movie is a ruse? I think Shatner's in the film, but they've engineered this whole thing as a smokescreen so we can all be surprised when we see the movie next Thursday evening. Or is that just wishful, hopeful thinking on my part? I'm going to say yeah.
I think what you're going to find out is Shatner is actually playing Spock. The whole silent thing, that's the smokescreen. You have old fat Spock. That's what they're, yeah, that's what
clever.
They're going to call
well,
it.
You know, new timeline.
Mm-hmm.
As for the Ronnie, she first appeared in Mark of the Ronnie back in the 80s, which was then followed by Time and the Ronnie 2 years later. Mark is on DVD. Time not out yet, but it's truly terrible. So until William Shatner puts my crayon drawing of Kirk on his fridge, make mine GRD. That's from Big Orange Michael.
All right, rock on. Thank
so
you.
See, you too can send us a mail, which will get read right here on this Parsec nominated show.
All right.
You like that?
Yeah.
Just drop that line to podcast Billy Flynn Vicar, the Brucer Flinstress, all at geekradiodaily.com.
Bing!
Tuesday means we've got to check your DVDs. We'll be looking at some geekified news coming up too this April 28th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Hey, we need something new for Balticon this year.
Yeah, that's coming up May 22nd and 25th at Marriott Hunts Valley in Baltimore. What do you mean something new?
Well, we always have sci-fi authors and artists like this year's guest of honor, Charlie Strauss, but Balticon is too, I don't know,
too filk? Too singer-songwritery?
Yeah! Yeah, I know, we need to make it more metal!
More metal? Well, shit, let's get a special guest of honor who will just rock out!
Oh, yeah, metal! I know! How about New York Times best-selling author,
Scott Sigler!
Did someone call for metal?
I'm the most metalist special guest of honor of all time, and I'll be at Balticon 2009!
Because it's rock!
In addition to killing a chicken, a pig, and a cow live on stage, I will give a talk on how I kicked in the doors of the New York companies, moshed through the publishing industry with free content, and then blasted big publishing upside the dome with a tire iron. So get in the pit, bitches! The Balticon pit! Rock!
Ooh, wow, I feel violated, but happy.
A little bit there. Geek Radio Daily for Tuesday, April 28th. 2009, where, unlike Scott Sigler, apparently we have not lost our mind.
I know, no lie. You were going to be there, sir.
I am.
You
is.
Were going to rock Balticon with Scott Sigler and the rest of the crazy,
and
crazy
the
podcasters.
Rest.
Yeah, and the rest, because Marianne and the professor get nothing.
Nothing. It's going to be a good time.
If we'd done the show a few years ago, not only would no one hear it because there was no interwebs, but,
right.
but we'd have called it New Videotape Release Day.
That's true.
Imagine that.
Sir.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
No!
Today, for your new video cassette releases, which you can rent, but you better hurry because the video store closes at like 5 o'clock on a Friday and is closed all weekend. Doesn't make any sense. Okay, fine.
Anyway, right.
X-Men
right.
Volume 1 and 2 is on DVD at long damn last.
Hell yeah, you get your animated X-Men, not this new Wolverine and the X-Men.
Now, this
hell
is the
no.
one that actually adapted, you know, X-Men storylines from the comics
yeah.
well, I might
you
add.
You can get it. I might have to pick
hey,
that up.
This is how you do Dark Phoenix.
Yeah, no lie. Speaking of TV, Star Trek, the original series, season one, is out on Blu-ray. I know. That's a big deal. What with the movie coming out and all this weekend, for you Blu-ray people, you've also got The Waltons, season nine. Get a two-pack. Get both. Get Star Trek and The Waltons all at once.
They're both trying to teach the same life lesson.
That's true. I agree.
Bride Wars is out today. Best Friends. Oh, no. They've actually scheduled their wedding on the same day.
The solution, Jell-O Wrestling.
Yes.
Absolutely. Hotel for Dogs,
woof,
sir.
Woof. Woof, woof. Woof.
Yeah. Yes, that's there.
Jetsons the Movie. This would be the 1989 Jetsons the Movie, which does feature Tiffany as the voice of Judy Jetson.
Aww.
Huh? So you know.
80s represent. Mission Impossible Season 6, Spin City Season 2 is out as well.
JCVD, this is the Jean-Claude Van Damme movie in which he plays Jean-Claude Van Damme.
This seems like a strange concept, but it's supposed to be very, very good.
Oh, that's everything that I've heard. You know, poor guy, he finds, Steven Seagal gets a role from him. He returns to the country of his birth to seek peace and tranquility. He can no longer join the United States. It's tongue very much in cheek, but played very serious. And I've heard that it's the best thing he's ever done.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Grindhouse double feature, you can get Beast of the Yellow Knight and Keep My Grave Open on one disc. Still no Parker Lewis. But if I got to watch something today, I guess I could watch the story of a hostile alien who wreaks havoc on the cast and crew of an adult movie.
Oh.
Tonight, Amber Benson, Charles Napier, and Ron Jeremy all have to fight One-Eyed Monster.
Nice. I saw that. I didn't go with that. I figured you would. I actually went with the Booby Hatch.
For my
pick for the week. So there you go.
Anybody be knowing that or just...
No, absolutely not. No.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view.
Giggity giggity.
File this under the what the hell are you thinking of moment.
Oh, all right.
Universal Pictures set to remake David Cronenberg's 1983 thriller Videodrome.
What?
James Woods in the original. First off, you can't remake a movie that was a James Woods movie without James Woods.
Right.
It's just right there. Epic fail from the very beginning. But this one, you've got, he's a head of a Canada TV station back when, the low-cut local video channels were on with that cable, that newfangled cable.
That cable stuff, I heard.
Well, he starts programming in the show called Videodrome, but weird things start happening. Are people dying of brain tumors, or is the new flesh approaching? Who knows? The new one's going to use nanotechnology, CGI, and screw the whole thing up.
Yeah, I agree.
Thanks.
From IGN, MTV Games and Harmonix announced that a monster lineup of 20 new tracks are coming this week to Rock and Roll Music Store catalog
to
download all the content for the Wii, including 8 new tracks from Megadeth. Also, you've got Truth Hits Everybody from The Police's 1978 debut album. That seems random, but that's fine. Don't Look Back in Anger, Oasis is on there. There's some new stuff for your rock band, so there you go. Rock on.
So GE has come up with something they feel is going to be a Blu-ray killer, sir.
Oh.
It's called a DVD.
Yes. All right, I'm intrigued.
Okay. What they've done is they've achieved a breakthrough in the digital storage technology that will allow standard-sized DVDs to hold the equivalent of 100 DVDs.
Holy crap.
Ooh. Optical storage experts and industry analysts who were told at the development said that it had the promise of being a big step forward in digital storage with a wide range of potential use in commercial, scientific, consumer markets. Quote, this could be the next generation of low-cost storage, said Richard Doherty, an analyst at Envisioneering, a technology research firm. One can only hope, because I want to start seeing holograms and stuff, and we can't get that with Blu-ray.
I know. We'll have to see.
GE, bringing good things to DVD.
To DVD. From Variety, in a statement sent out Monday, Fox confirmed it opted not to air the presidential news conference set for 8 o'clock Wednesday, meant to mark Obama's first 100 days in office. Instead, they'll air Lie to Me and Idol.
Okay.
Fox is likely to take heat for refusing to carry it. Execs at the network say that they'll... execs at other networks, however, say they'll likely join in the next time. Fox, meanwhile, stressing the decision not to air the press conference was not political. They said they didn't air George W. Bush's press conference either, blah, blah, blah. The real reason is just rating stuff, I suppose. But they also said that that Obama has already done several of these, and basically they're tired of giving away airtime because he's done a lot. So,
Fine. Wow,
politics falls to American Idol.
There you go. So 15 people were arrested Sunday morning as authorities invited themselves to what was called on the internet the history-making house party in Sarpy County, Omaha.
I heard this.
This is a 15-year-old kid who decided he would tell everybody that there was going to be a party. His parents are going to be out of town, so 9 p.m. Saturday through 5 a.m. Sunday. Party!
Hey.
But underage party? Don't you worry about the cops? No worry. He put in there, P.S., don't worry about the cops. I have a police scanner, so I'll have the heads up if they come. The cops have the internet. They can read that.
They have heads up, too.
That's pretty funny.
And from TMZ, the 21-year-old son of wrestling legend Ric Flair was arrested in North Carolina Sunday after Charlotte police said they found heroin in his car. Richard Flair, booked on felony possession of narcotics, yada yada. Flair bonded out of jail on Saturday, on Sunday. Not the first time Nature Boy's boy's been in trouble with the law. Back
really?
In March, he was arrested for driving while impaired. Flair's daughter, Flair's daughter Ashley was arrested last year for fighting with Rick at a police officer. Just wow. So, Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Wow. Wow, indeed. Geek Radio Daily, please drop by iTunes. Write us a review while you're there. Subscribe. Get all your friends to subscribe.
Do
Make
it.
Your grandma subscribe. She'd love it.
What's the interwebs?
GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attributions, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, 96.3.0 license.
Stop taking my pills.
Stop by the show for the social geek working, the site for the social geek working at geekradiodaily.com, and drop us a line at podcast Billy Flynn, Vic or the Bruce, or Flintstress, all at geekradiodaily.com.
Why would anybody watch a scum show like Videodrome? Why did you watch it, Max? Business reasons. Sure. What about the other reasons?
Max Wren is a victim.
I woke up with a headache.
He has been exposed to Videodrome.
I've been hallucinating for a while, ever since...
What?
Since I first saw Videodrome.
Television can change your mind. Videodrome will change your body.
Long live the new flesh.